Chapter 56. Father DeSoya is surprised when they finally respond on the common band. He had not thought their archaic comm log capable of transmitting on the tight beam the ship was holding on them. There is even a visual display. The fuzzy holographic image of two burned and sooty faces float above the main monitor. Corporal Key looks at DeSoya.
"Well, I'll be damned, Father."
"Me too," says DeSoya. To the waiting faces he says, "I am Father Captain DeSoya on the Pact ship Raphael."
"I remember you," says the girl.
DeSoya realizes that the ship is transmitting hollow images and that they can see him. No doubt a miniature ghostly face above a Roman collar, all floating above the comm log on the man's wrist.
"I remember you too," is all DeSoya can think to say.
It has been a long search. He looks at the dark eyes and pale skin beneath the soot and superficial burns. So close. The image of Rawl Endymion speaks.
"Who was that? What was that?"
Father Captain DeSoya shakes his head.
"I don't know. Her name was Radamanth Nemes. She was assigned to us just a few days ago. She said that she was part of a new legion they are training."
He stops. All of this is classified. He is speaking to the enemy. DeSoya looks at Corporal Key. In the other man's slight smile, he sees their situation. They are condemned men anyway.
"She said she was part of a new legion of Pax warriors," he continues. "But I don't think that was the truth. I don't think she was human."
"Amen," says the image of Rawl Endymion.
The face looks away from the comm log for a minute and then returns.
"Our friend is dying, Father Captain DeSoya. Can you do anything to help?"
The priest captain shakes his head.
"We can't get to you. The Nemes creature took our dropship and overrode the remote autopilot. We can't even get the beacon to respond. But if you can get to it, it has an auto surgeon."
"Where is it?" says the girl.
Corporal Key leans into the imaging field.
"Our radar shows it to be about a click and a half southeast of you," he says, "in the hills. It has some camouflage crap on it, but you'll be able to find it. We'll lead you there."
Rawl Endymion says, "It was your voice on the comm log telling us to get to the rocks."
"Well, yeah," says Key. "We had everything diverted into the ship's tactical fire control system. That was about 80 gigawatts that we could deliver through atmosphere. But the groundwater would have turned to steam and killed all of you. The rocks seemed the best bet."
"She beat us there," says Rawl with a crooked smile.
"That was the idea,"
responds Corporal Key.
"Thank you," says Anea.
Key nods, embarrassed, and ducks out of the imaging field.
"As the good corporal said," continues Father Captain DeSoya, "we will help guide you to the dropship."
"Why?"
says the blurred image of Rawl.
"And why did you kill your own creature?"
DeSoya shakes his head.
"She was not my creature."
"The church's then," insists Rawl. "Why?"
"I hope she was not the church's creature," DeSoya says quietly. "If she was, then my church has become the monster."
There is a silence broken only by the hiss of the tight beam.
"You'd better get moving," DeSoya says at last. "It is getting dark."
Both faces in the hollow look around them almost comically, as if they have forgotten their surroundings.
"Yeah," says Rawl. "And your lance or CPB or whatever it was melted my hand lamp to slag."
"I could light your way," says DeSoya without smiling. "But it would mean activating the main weapon system again."
"Never mind," says Rawl. "We'll manage. I'm shutting down the imager, but I'll keep the audio channel open until we get to the dropship."